do want to spend a little time here talking about summer camp, which is a sharp left turn. But my boy, youngest, young Justin, is returning from camp. And he's gone to now three camps in the month of June, so you might get the impression, or he might get the impression, that his parents just want him to leave. And that's not the case. And one was actually his idea, soccer camp. But the other two were just standard summer camps. Now,
the away camp.
Yes, the go away on Sunday or Monday and come back on Friday or Saturday. And it just got me thinking. The one he's on right now, by the way, was a church-type activity where they just get all the teens together and they go someplace. And they, in fact, this time, dude, check this out. When I used to do this, it was like 2 hours from your home. This one's Estes Park, Colorado, which is an awesome place. I don't know if you've ever been up there, but it's right up in the Rockies, and it's awesome. It's such a cool place.
That's where the Shining Hotel is.
Exactly. Boy, you're good.
Thank you.
Estes Park, that's right. So I went to summer camp a ton as a kid, and looking back at it, it was one of the highlights of the year. It was awesome. Now, we didn't have cell phones back then, kids, and we didn't have media rooms, and we didn't have, you know, gaming computers. We were pretty spare in the 80s, I'm not going to lie. We tried. But the best we could come up with is, like, Def Leppard. I mean,
or Mattel football.
Yeah, and rotary dial phones. So summer camp was a chance to just get out of here and go. I remember being assigned to like a cabin with like 12 other boys my age, and they would, I don't know, have 12 or 14 cabins, it felt like, and girls had their part of the camp over there, and, you know,
on the other side of the lake
maybe. And, you know, we're all in seventh grade, so we're not exactly all pairing up or anything like that, but you're just doing summer camp stuff. You're making a wallet. You're going on hikes. You're
putting your buddy's hand in warm water while he's sleeping.
100%.
Giving swirlies.
100% the lukewarm water bit, and then the is it the shaving cream in the hand and tickle their nose bit while right. they're sleeping, and then they start, you know, trying to get the itch off their nose and
farting on their pillow and giving them pink eye.
yeah. So, were you big into the camp scene at all?
No. Back in the 80s, as we're, you know, dating ourselves, but I don't think the away camp was as big a industry. It wasn't top of mind. The only camp that I ever went to was Boy Scout camp. I was scouting. I was into scouting when I was young.
So you're out in the wilderness? You don't you don't have cabins and
it would be camping. Meal hall. It would be there. Well, generally you would go to it would be a Boy Scout facility, and so they would have a meal hall, but then your troop would have this campsite.
Yeah.
That had a fire pit.
Right.
And then you would just set up your tent around. You would pair off. Sometimes they would have bigger tents where it would be like six boys to a tent or whatever. And sometimes the cool older scouts, they would string like three tents together.
Baller.
And so they'd be like the party tent where everyone would go to play cards and stuff.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess you would sign up for merit badges, and you would make a wallet, or you would do some archery or try and figure out how to tie some knots.
What I remember,
I don't know.
I remember a couple things that really stuck out to me. One was that was my first introduction into the water balloon slingshots.
Okay.
Where you would have different factions of middle schoolers in different parts of the open field, and boy, they brought out those slingshots, and those things could launch like 300 yards, and you're just trying to artillery bomb, you know, another little army of middle schoolers. Pretty awesome. I also remember that's where I got my riflery acumen certificates. I think I made it all the way to third year riflery.
Wow.
Which I'm not quite sure what that qualified me for, but
you're a sniper.
Open carry.
I did not come from a firearm family. But at camp, you know, they'd set up the cans or the targets and maybe a bottle if you graduated from the targets, and you're shooting stuff. And you're like in seventh grade. What's better than that? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Summer camp shooting. We realize that firearms aren't for everyone. But boy, when you're at summer camp and you got the range set up and
you're shooting the pigeons,
you're making,
are you doing the clay pigeons?
We didn't do the skeet. I that might have been for the rich
targets.
Kids. Yeah, okay. just bottles and cans and
army men and your whatever's targets. Around.
Right, right. You're just shooting stuff. And then the third thing was they would put us all in teams, and you would have, and this feels like it's been made in movies, but you would have several like Olympic type events where you're all in a canoe and you're trying to beat the red team's trying to beat blue team through the obstacle course to win candy or something. I don't know. It was just so much fun. I really enjoyed camp.
So here's my core memory from Boy Scout camp. So you had all of your activities scheduled in the morning, but generally the afternoons were free time.
Yes.
Until then the big meal. All hands meeting after the meal.
Somebody would ring the meal bell.
Yeah, you'd have dinner and then you'd go to the bonfire and they'd right. have some program.
A
and
talent
then,
show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there'd be some dumb skit mm-hmm. that one of the troops would put on. I don't know. But during the free time, that was the best time to me. Because you would go to the snack bar.
That's right.
They would have the snack bar, and they would always have weird candy bars that you couldn't get anywhere else.
Dude, you are so right.
That's when I fell in love with the Zero candy bar, the white chocolate candy bar, because I'd never seen one before, and so I had to have one every day.
Gotta try one of these, man.
And by the snack place, there was a pad where everyone would play Foursquare. And so it was very tough to get in a game.
Right.
Because there were ringers, Foursquare ringers, right?
Winner stays.
Yeah, winner stays. And so a lot of downtime waiting your turn.
We had tetherball, too.
And so while I was waiting my turn, I would whittle. I had my little pocket knife.
Okay.
And I would whittle. And one of my friends and I, we just decided one day to whittle something special. Can you see? Look at this finger.
Oh, yeah.
Did you whittle your finger?
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
So this is when I'm like 13.
Okay.
And I'm 50, and you can still see this scar on my left index finger.
Yeah.
So I'm holding a piece of wood in my left hand.
Oh, no.
And I have my pocket knife in my right hand. Oh. And here is a glimpse into the mind of 13-year-old Dave. I was whittling a dildo. And so I was trying to get the...
That was all of our first guesses.
I was trying to get the curve of the ridge just right.
Interesting.
And my knife slipped, and I sliced my finger open and had to go to the first aid tent to get...
Oh, no.
Did you tell them what you were doing?
Up? No. Yeah,
did you finish the...
The phallus?
The phallic object?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. I don't have it anymore.
Well, yeah, what were
I didn't bring it home to my mom.
I was going to say, what were we going to do with that when
it was
completed?
I don't know.
Hide that from the camp counselors.
I don't know. It sounded like a good idea at the time.
That's great. So,
wow.
So I was sitting around thinking about summer camp and this segment, and it did occur to me that in a different universe where we just have different social norms, could this apply to the adults? And I realize when you say adult summer camp, everyone immediately thinks of hedonism or the ultimate hookup getaway that I know exists.
Like Temptation Island or something.
Yes. And I'm not talking about that, but I am talking about like the solo vacation to some place where you literally just are killing off a week with
doing zip lines,
competitions.
By yourself.
I don't know. I mean,
so I found
make some
one
new
of these.
Best friends.
This exists?
There's a camp called Camp No Counselors. There's two of them. There's one in Los Angeles. There's one in New York. And it's basically this. It's summer camp for adults.
you go by yourself and meet new friends.
Does the bus,
you could probably, I think you can book
you up.
Groups. Let's see. I'm seeing that it's about $950 per ticket.
High end?
For
their snack
Friday day. Through Monday.
Oh,
and it's all inclusive. Food is included. I'm sure there's alcohol. But yeah, it looks like you're just going and hanging out
water
on
balloon,
a lake.
Water
yeah.
balloon slingshots.
How many to a room or a cabin?
I'm not seeing that right here.
I've heard of
but
family
I think we should
camps,
go.
Too. Like where families go to the camp and do everything all together.
You can ride on tubes on the lake.
Yeah, but family camp is still based on making sure your kids have an adventure of a lifetime.
Right, and then you're just kind of stuck there, too.
Where you're
somewhere where you really want to be.
Where you're not squaring off on one of those logs, and you're like, you got the, what do they call those? The pole with the two ends of it, and you're trying to batter each other. You know what I'm talking about?
The giant Q-tips.
And you're doing it while you're on one of those logs that's rolling the whole time, and you got to kind of joust. Like, that's... What's in my head here, Julie?
You want to do all the activities.
Is the adult competition. Okay. You're bringing that back where you could win the tetherball competition, which will set you up for the leather wallet. I don't know. It's in my head. I realize the social norms won't allow it, and it's weird to vacation without your family. But maybe.
We all just secretly want to escape a little bit.
When the kids are out of school, you're telling us this is the top of your agenda. To go to grown-up summer camp.
It's not, but I do kind of wonder how society settled on, well, this is the perfect time for our humans to go to camp, only from like age 10 to 16. And then for the rest of their life, before and after it, there's no summer camp. Now you go on family vacations. And I just,
I see what you're saying.
Just workshopping here.
Camp is fun.
Yeah, camp, no counselors. You can go tubing. You learn archery.
Tubing sounds great. Archery sounds great.
Do they have a blob?
They might. They have sports on our courts, which means a lot of things, I guess. Games on the field, live DJs at night,
okay.
Campfires.
Let's do it.
I was into live
and
DJs.
A lot of alcohol. Alcohol and happy hours.
That's the only thing adults can focus on is, okay, where...
Well, yeah, when's the Jello wrestling?
Where are
you
the
can
drinks?
Whittle a dill still.
Yeah. I'll teach that class.
It's on the brochure.
I
All
was
right.
whittling a dildo.
That was fast.
Whoa. Wow.
That's amazing.
Same segment, even. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll hear that again sometime soon.